Tom Mulcair is brought to you by Guaranteed Industries. Time to change over from heating to cooling. Go to GuaranteedIndustries.com or call Guaranteed Industries 514-342-3400.
That's an important bill to be sure that we will protect the interests of the child, to put some certain protection for the children that will be born after the bill passed.
Okay, that is Justice Minister Simon Jolin Barrette, and the government's talking about new rules for, common law couples is the way you could put it.
Well said. Right? Yeah, but there's a trick in that what you just said, because common law, of course, is all the other provinces, and we don't have rules on common law. No. That's why it's so important that the government is acting, because there was a famous case, a very rich guy who owned the Cirque du Soleil, refusing, the request of his former spouse and the mother of some of his kids to get the money that she wanted, and it all went to court, and the judges said, yeah, but there's a difference. That's why some people chose to get married and others don't, and the rules are different. But it's not fair. And the common law provinces and the common law jurisdictions have for years had rules saying, no, you've worked all this out together, you've had kids, you've often had a business together, one sacrificed this and that, you're going to start sharing things all the way up to pensions, depending on the jurisdiction you're in. Here, it's much more modest. It's a start, but it's a way of saying Quebec is way behind. Quebec is the jurisdiction in the entire Western world that has the largest proportion of children born outside of the bonds of marriage, so born to unwed parents. And there's very little guarantee and protection, for the family home, for the car. One person's put everything in their name, and then tough luck. And there's really not much there to protect. So this is a very good move by the CAQ government. Simon Jolin Barrette, that we just heard in that clip. I don't often get a chance to give the guy a pat on the back. I'll give him two pats on the back, because this takes a certain amount of political courage. They've worked hard on it. They're not going in all the way. So you're going to have, for example, a certain number of lawyers who are saying, well, this isn't far enough. It doesn't do the same thing as the other provinces. That's true. It doesn't go far enough. But it's a start, and it gets people used to the idea that it's not because you're not married that you don't have responsibilities and obligations when you have kids.
So I remember when Minister Fitzgibbon came here on the show and talked about the Panier Bleu, this regroupment of it was basically a place where you go to buy Quebec products, and it was to help Quebec producers and retailers and so on. And it turns out in the last year, his own office was not using the Panier Bleus all the time. They bought a lot of stuff, $12,000 off of Amazon.
I love it when this stuff happens, because, it's so easy for a minister to go in front of the microphones and say, you should all be doing this. Yeah. And that's why we've taken a bunch of taxpayers' money and created Panier Bleu, which has, in the meantime, been shut down. So, yes, you're completely right, Andrew. 70 transactions by Mr. Fitzgibbon's office, and they go to Amazon, and they didn't go to Panier Bleu. It just looks so bad on him, because he really does talk a good game when it comes to making sure we do everything Quebec, and we stay within the Quebec economy, and we stay within Quebec resources. But yes, this is exactly how this one turned out.
Okay. Both Valerie Plante yesterday talking about making sure that landlords maintain their buildings, and Prime Minister Trudeau and his second-in-command, Chrystia Freeland, in pre-budget mode announcing a renter's bill of rights. Now, tell me about this measure that would make record of it on your credit score, whether or not you pay your rent on time, and why that's significant.
Well, people who are good payers should have it on their credit score. So if they ever want to go rent something else, it'll make life easier. And they won't be looking at things like the number of kids that you have or what color your skin is. They'll be looking at whether or not you can pay the rent, which is a fair thing to be evaluating. Getting that onto your credit score is a way of showing that you're a good payer, and it'll help overall. The two things that you just mentioned, so Plante is doing her job, and this is really welcome news, Andrew. She's saying, look, we've got inspectors, we've got lousy landlords in Montreal. Most of them are good, but we've got some really bad apples, and we're going to be going after them. We're going to be putting resources on that. It's been a tough time for renters under the CAQ. They have really loaded the dice in favor of the landlords. Renovictions, booting people out, making it more difficult to assign or transfer your lease, that sort of thing. So this is welcome relief for them. Now, on the other one that you mentioned, it is one of the strangest things I have seen in my political career. Trudeau standing in front of the microphones yesterday saying that somehow, because of federal jurisdiction over banking, we're going to have a renter's bill of rights and the federal government is going to develop a standard form lease. This is completely bonkers. Okay, so you've been around the Quebec stuff for decades, as I have. You've heard people rail about, c'est la faute d'Ottawa, it's Ottawa's fault, and they're always sticking their nose in our jurisdiction. This one, this time, it is completely true. That is, this is so completely 100% provincial jurisdiction. We have standard form leases in Quebec. We've had that for decades. We have a rental board with a track record. It's an administrative tribunal. We've got this stuff because it's our jurisdiction. And for Trudeau to decide, because he's probably got an inside poll saying, oh, you know, housing is a big important issue for the next campaign. No matter what, you're going to have to stand in front of the microphones and show that you're doing something on renting and on housing. But this is bonkers. But pay attention to one particular detail. I was able to check with my former political party yesterday, somebody well-placed, and I said, look, what's the reaction here? And the reaction was, obviously, not federal jurisdiction at all. And, you know, it's a non-starter. It's completely bonkers. Now, this is going to be part of the budget. So Jack Layton and I had something called the Sherbrooke Declaration. It was an explanation that the federal government would start minding its own business with regard to Quebec stuff. And this is an egregious invasion of provincial jurisdiction. It is impossible for the NDP of Jack Layton, or the one that I led, with that as our base, to ever vote for a budget that has this type of invasion of provincial jurisdiction in it. It won't happen. And that was the clear indication I got when I contacted somebody yesterday. So the deal that there will be support for the government on big issues like budgets, because those are called confidence issues, mm-hmm. Watch out, because the NDP will vote against this budget if Trudeau goes ahead with this, and that's in the budget, which is what he said with Chrystia Freeland yesterday.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. So, Tom, what do you do for Easter weekend? What are you up to this weekend?
Making more maple syrup, because thanks to you and Trudy, we now know that it's going to be well below zero at night up north,
right.
And well above zero during the day.
And you're tapping, so are you? Yeah.
This massive, and we've made more maple syrup already this year than in the four previous years together. So I can guarantee with the grandchildren, it's going to continue this weekend. But I'm also, with one of my sons, taking my two youngest grandsons to the hockey game on Saturday. I'll let you know how that goes.
You are going into the big city for the hockey game. How about that?
You bet. That's going to be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Look at so four of you going. Would you have to take a second mortgage or what? That's only.
Well, we only had to buy two tickets because we had a friend who was going to be out of town who gave us two.
Okay.
And then we bought two more. So we'll see how long they last because they're little guys.
Oh, they are. Okay. Who's playing on Saturday?
I didn't even look.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
Not really important.
I just know that I'm taking my grandsons to a hockey
how
game.
Old are you, how old center. Are your grandsons?
These two guys are 5 and 2. So,
it's going to be a lot of fun. It's like, as long as there are enough snacks for them, then that's all they care.